Notes from Brussels is a new documentary that looks at the stress and pressure felt by women, three women in particular, who work for the European Union. The film is playing at the Galleries Cinema in Brussels. We talked to the director.
So my name is Nadine van Loon, and I'm a documentary filmmaker.
So the film Notes from Brussels follows three women who are dealing with the pressures of working in the European Union and the sacrifices that they make to do so. So why did you choose to focus on women? Do men working in the bubble not face the same pressures?
In 2016, I moved back to Brussels and I could see these earlier versions of myself because my first job was also in Brussels when I worked as a political assistant for the European Parliament. And I became very aware of these phases in life. And I was 25 when I started working in the European Parliament. And I was so curious how the people who had stayed in Brussels, how they were molded by this very special ambience that I could feel again when I came back. So I thought, let's try to make a film that reflects those different phases of life you go through and how time in this special place molds you and how you deal with finding a sense of purpose in your careers and your home country not always understands your world. And often you have to deal with this EU bashing where you actually really love your work. So I was very curious about that. I spoke to women and men, and I discovered that I just really related more to the stories of the women. And I was so curious how these women were able to pursue their careers. And subconsciously, of course, I was curious because I had left that work setting about, 6 years earlier after, a period of burnout and sleepless nights. And I just couldn't continue. And I was curious, how did they do it? Do men not face the same pressures? I think men also deal with these pressures, but this film is really a female perspective. It's my perspective on these women. When I followed these women for a couple of years, I became much more aware of these struggles because I recognized these struggles and these were the struggles I had dealt with. And I look at these women also from the perspective of how do you deal with if you want to have children at a certain age, you're going to think about it. And then all these things come together in a women's life. This is the time you can make a career. And at the same time, you can think of having children or not. And I was very curious, how were these women dealing with that? Because I had a small young boy of one and then two older boys. And so that was, for me, was difficult in this phase of with toddlers at home to juggle it. It was one of the reasons also why I ended up in that burnout. So I think okay. For women, it's different.
You follow three women from different generations, a French parliamentary assistant, a Polish trade journalist, and the director of migration and asylum budgets, who is German. But how did you choose which women to profile?
I had in my mind these three generations. I had in my mind that I wanted to profile a French political assistant because I had started as a Dutch political assistant in the European Parliament. So I was interested, how was her world? For me, it was between 2000 to 2002. And so she started in 2016, 17. And the world had really changed. So I was curious to observe that with my camera. And also I had in mind the founding countries of the European Union who women who somehow in their personal stories had something to do with why Europe was built and who felt really engaged and a strong love for Europe. I wanted to feel that in their stories. And I found that with Anne-Cécile. And for the German top civil servant, I thought, okay, Germany is an influential country within the EU. I wanted to find someone who also was of the generation that they had somehow dealt with the Holocaust past. And I interviewed a couple of candidates. And with Beate, I just immediately felt this connection. And I loved how she could talk about emotions without any problems. There was this beautiful love story of her husband. She had recently married, but apparently they had been together 20 years earlier. And she had left him to go to Brussels. And I was fascinated. Okay, how did they deal with that? Were there regrets or not? And I liked her strong personality. So this mix. So I also looked at, like, are these women empathetic and with a lot of intuition? And then I think you can get a lot of stress in the workplace because you you want people to feel well. So how do you deal with that? And then I missed the Central European perspective. I wanted to bring in the perspective of a new member state. And I have always been, in my studies history, I've been fascinated by the demise of the Soviet Union. And for me, I was 14, something like that, when the Berlin Wall fell. And I was so intrigued that people had grown up in a different system, an autocracy. And I remember these very hopeful transition years. I wondered, for a country like Poland, what is it like if you've been raised under communism and you literally step into this EU system here in the EU bubble, a kind of psychological reality. And then your country drifts away from these European values. And in the story of Joanna, I remember meeting her and she told me how she missed Poland. And I was so curious, how do you deal with that? And you found this interesting job and your country drifts away.
All of the women in the film express concerns about the pressure they're under in terms of their health. Two of the three of these women, in fact, have had health issues specifically linked to lack of sleep or long-term stress. And one of them is only in her 20s.
Yes, and it was in a way, it was not something I was actively seeking to portray, not at all, but maybe it happens. And I saw I witnessed their struggles. And I, because of this burnout, it manifested itself in sleepless nights. And I really had to change my way of life. I had to accept that I need to take pauses during the day, that in the evenings I have to make sure, after I put the kids to bed, it has to be calm and I need to have time to reflect. It's also my character. And then I saw this contrast with the world of Anne-Cécile, also in the European Parliament. When I worked there, social media wasn't there. We weren't on our phones all the time. And for her, it was just every moment filled. And she's also a person, she loves reading and she's very kind to all these visitors. So I could see how she just wanted everyone to feel well, but at the same time, that resulted in health problems. And I was wondering, is she aware of it? And then with Beate, the same thing happened. She switched jobs and she got sucked into this really heavy workload. In a way, I could see how she was managing her people and she wants everyone to feel well. But at the same time, she was there a bit alone in her position. And their struggles were like seen as a fact of life. And I think that's something that I felt really indignation. Like this is this modus operandi they're used to and you have to give it your all. And if not, you can't go on.
There's an interesting conversation in the film between three parliamentary assistants, and they all agree that they never want to be MEPs. So they've basically learned, being assistants, that they don't want to be their bosses.
During the premiere, it was funny. Everyone had to laugh a lot. But of course, it's quite serious what they say. And I think there's, for these MEPs, there's a lot of pressure. And you have to be very strong to be able to determine your own pace, because they have to do everything on social media. They have to be in front of the press. They have to make legislation. There's so much to do. And I think when you arrive as a MEP, you have to be able to say, okay, I'm going to get to use to this work modus. But yes, they saw how their MEPs were working and how intense it is.
I think you can apply some of what we're seeing in Notes from Brussels to other kinds of jobs, this conflict between wanting to be important enough to be able to have an impact on society or in your sector, but also just wanting to have a normal weekend or to have children or to have time for yourself outside of work. And it's almost like an either or situation. Do I want to be great in my career or do I want to have a life outside of my career?
Yes, of course, there is a middle way. And I think by making these kind of struggles more visible, you can have discussions about it and maybe become more aware. I hope to portray a little bit in this film and make people reflect about how we exhaust ourselves by filling every moment. And that's also in endless emails that, now, especially with remote working, has become worse, but the email just keep on flowing in your inboxes. And then you also have to monitor what's going on your WhatsApp. And it's very cerebral and it's not what we're made for as humans. We need pauses. And at the same time, it gives a lot of energy. And especially, I think in the EU bubble, it's so fascinating what what you can work on, the issues you can work on, and people really love it. So and you meet interesting people, and that gives a lot of energy. So there's this addictive element to it. But it's true. I think it relates to a lot of workplaces. And that makes the theme, I think, universal.
It's kind of sad because you have someone who's in her 20s who's questioning whether she wants to stay working for the European Union, for the European project, when she looks at women 20 years older than her who have never been able to solve some of the problems that she's dealing with. I mean, we could lose young, smart individuals because of this kind of never having time to do or be anything else.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is that her life changed radically. So she was working for this high profile French politician who I think had to fight, be in this fight modus. And maybe that's what women had to do for a long time to play the game according to these rules. And yes, she was witnessing that. And that was the normal. But she started working with a new MEP and her with a very different management style, and she's doing really well. So she and also being part of this film, she's become more conscious of what she was doing to herself. You see it in the film that's the start of her a little bit in her new rhythm of life. But still, it's a big challenge, I think. And you have to be strong and set your own boundaries. It's not easy, especially when you start a career.
You left Brussels when you left the EU, but you've come back.
Yes. So I started my first job as a political assistant in the European Parliament to a Dutch MEP. Then I joined the Dutch Foreign Service in the Netherlands. And the first 5 years, I worked within the EU departments. And I traveled to Brussels on a monthly basis, sometimes twice. And then I met my husband, who's also a diplomat. And I joined him to Morocco for a couple of years. I had a sabbatical leave from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And then I came back to the Netherlands after I had tasted what it's like to be my own boss, live life at my own pace. And then I joined the ministry again and with two small kids at home and period of breastfeeding and being at work and a renovation of the house and all these things came together. And that's when I got the burnout and the sleepless nights. And at a certain point, I decided that I really wanted to follow this urge of to make stories and do something different. And that's when I decided to leave the Foreign Service and when I slowly started to recover. Yes. And then in 2016, my husband got a job offered and in Brussels. And I thought, yes, I would love to go back because I always have, you know, I always felt good in Brussels in that special ambience. And so that's when we moved back with our three boys and when the idea for this film started.